Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gronham, joined in the studio today by Ed Lipinski. He is the Humiston Woods Nature Center Director. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
This is the time of year, one of many times of year, to get out to Humiston Woods because it's fall colors, right?
Right. And despite the recent temperatures and weather, fall is coming. And it will be coming soon, and that means a change in a number of things. First of all, the obvious change in color. We've had some maples already changing. It's still kind of green out there, but things will be changing soon because the chlorophyll production will die down, and the trees will revert to their original pigments of yellows and browns and reds. And it'll be coming. Cooler, shorter days, cooler nights, and we'll get that change. Already seeing some, but it'll be coming. So we're announcing it a little early, so get out there in the next coming weeks and look for those changes.
You can see big changes from day to day right now, though, with this season.
Absolutely. Every day is a little bit different than the last. And we've had one of the things you might notice out there this year if you go out is a major production of what we call mast. That is the nuts, the acorns, the hickories, the walnuts. It was a major year for their production for whatever reason. And the squirrels and other animals are quite busy harvesting those for the winter.
So what other things are unique to the fall season at Humiston Woods?
Well, once the leaves die down, visibility increases. So you can see more things. You can see more animals in the woods, the deer. The water level at both the pond and the river and creek this season are way down, pretty low. We haven't had a lot of rain in the latter part of the summer, so you can walk out pretty far along the banks and look for mussels or other things along the banks.
The good thing about this season is it's a perfect time to get out there and get pictures for the Take Only Pictures contest that you guys have been doing, right?
Glad you mentioned that. Yes, this is a great time for photos, and we are having a contest, and that contest is open to all Livingston County residents. We are accepting one framed 8x10 photo for submission. Those photos can be old photos. They can be current photos. You still have time. We have a few weeks to do that. Those photos, first of all, applications are at two places. They're at the Pontiac Public Library, and they are at the Bank of Pontiac. And once you get those applications filled out, you can bring your photo to the Humiston Woods Nature Center, to the Joseph Yopst Education Building, on November 4th and November 5th, the Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 4, or Monday, November 5th, from 1 to 5. Those photos will then be judged, and they'll be notified before Saturday, November 11th. And then on November 12th, from 1:30 until 4, we'll have a reception for the winners, and we will be posting those photos up in the education building. There are five age categories, so if this is open to a wide range of people, and there are at least three age categories for people who are still in school. The age categories are 5 to 9, 10 to 13, 14 to 18, 19 to 23, and 24 and up. So a great opportunity for families to get out and take some snapshots, get them developed, printed, and framed, and bring them in for a little contest. There are prizes for those, too, for the winners and the runners-up. And there will be small trophy awards also.
The cool thing that I saw when I first did the story about this a couple months ago when the contest first opened was people commenting on our Facebook page. I always knew growing up in the area, I was positive pretty much everybody had been to Humiston Woods. And this proved it. People were comparing their stories about the pictures they wanted to put in and saying, hey, we're going out this day, taking big groups out there specifically for this. How is that making you feel? I mean, you see people out there all the time, so you know the traffic that you've got.
Yes, and I talk to photographers out there quite a bit, and it's nice to hear that. We knew that there were people taking photos, and that's one of the reasons we decided to have this contest, to let people have their opportunity to bring those and show everybody else what's going on. Yeah, it's nice to hear that there's a lot of enthusiasm out there about it.
Definitely. So is there anything else you'd like to touch on while you're here with us today?
As always, Humiston Woods Nature Center is open every day of the year, 8 o'clock till dusk. If you want to reserve the outside facility like the pavilion for weddings or receptions or parties, we are available. We can call us at 815-844-5831. Or if you'd like to reserve the education building for a meeting or a workshop, something like that, you can also call us and we can set up a date for you to reserve that. All facilities are rented free of charge. Just give us a call and we can help you make your event happen.
Very good. We've been speaking with Ed Lipinski. He's the Humiston Woods Nature Center Director. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.